Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
He shall sit upon the throne of David and rule over his kingdom forever. Alleluia.
He shall sit upon the throne of David and rule over his kingdom forever. Alleluia.
The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet.
The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power. Rule in the midst of all your foes.
A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn, I begot you.
The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath.
He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
He shall sit upon the throne of David, and rule over his kingdom forever. Alleluia.
Your kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and you shall rule from generation to generation.
Your kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and you shall rule from generation to generation.
I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever.
I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured.
Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works.
They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice.
The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures.
All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Your kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and you shall rule from generation to generation.
On his cloak and on his thigh a name was written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. To him be glory and power forever.
On his cloak and on his thigh a name was written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. To him be glory and power forever.
Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. His judgments are honest and true.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. Sing praise to our God, all you his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun, and his bride is prepared to welcome him.
Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. On his cloak and on his thigh a name was written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. To him be glory and power forever.
A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. Christ must reign until God has put all enemies under his feet. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Scripture reads that God has placed all things under his feet. But when it says that everything has been made subject, it is clear that he who has made everything subject to Christ is excluded. When, finally, all has been subjected to the Son, he will then subject himself to the one who made all things subject to him, so that God may be all in all. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your throne, O God, shall stand forever.
Your throne, O God, shall stand forever.
The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of justice.
It shall stand forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your throne, O God, shall stand forever.
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, says the Lord.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm.
He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things,
and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, says the Lord. Let us pray to Christ the King. He is the firstborn of all creation. All things exist in him.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Christ, our King and Shepherd, gather your sheep from every land.
Give them pasture in green and fertile meadows.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Christ, our leader and Savior, form all of us into your own people. Heal the sick, seek out the lost, guard the strong.
Call back those who have wandered far away. Strengthen those who waver. Gather all your sheep into one flock.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Judge of all ages, when you hand over your kingdom to the Father, place us at your right hand.
So that we may inherit the kingdom prepared for us from the beginning of the world.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Prince of Peace, break the weapons of war.
And inspire the nations with your peace.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Christ, heir of all nations, gather humanity and all the good things of your creation into the kingdom of your church, which your Father bestowed on you.
So that the whole body of your people, united in the Holy Spirit, may acknowledge you as their head.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Christ, firstborn of the dead and firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep in death,
bring all who have died to the glory of the resurrection.
May your kingdom come, O Lord.
Let us again offer our praise to God and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty, ever-living God, whose will it is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of the universe, grant, we pray, that the whole creation, set free from slavery, may render your majesty service and ceaselessly proclaim your praise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.